Hey friends, welcome to Spirit Connection. This is Doug Addison, and so glad you could join us. And it is February 7th, 2018, and got some prophetic words that I want to release out to you. Then they're not just for this month. Doesn't matter when you're listening, whether it's over the replay on iTunes or on my website or later on. God is outside of time, so therefore, you don't have to worry about that part. And just so glad you could join us. And my team is with me in the chat room if you're going live. So you can chat in your questions. And I'll be sharing a little bit more from my heavenly journal. And, releasing a strong anointing. I tell you, if you felt like you've been in the wilderness, or if you've had like a crash where God was moving one way in your life and it went the other way, or also struggling with grief or hopelessness, the Lord has got something. I tell you, it's going to be so exciting. So let's pray. God, thank you for your goodness. Thank you that you're moving on the internet right now, that you're moving right now in everybody's lives. Yep, right now. If you can hear my voice, God is about to do something. He's going to shift the spiritual atmosphere over you, and you're going to see a change. I have a strong feeling you're going to see a radical change in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you can follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, my website, DougAddison.com. And be careful out there of the fake Doug Addisons on social media. I tell you, I will not reach out to you giving you prophetic words. There's people faking out. You can tell. They can tell because they have very few followers. And I'm just saying, I'll never ask you for money online. We've had some more people say that. I will never do that. That's when they fake my account. They're doing it to everybody, really. There's a lot of people they're doing it to. Just be careful. And you can let us know if you have any issues. All right. Well, guess what? This is a time right now. The Lord showed me that spiritual inheritances, these are your calling. These are things that come from the Lord, and they are going to be released to you on a greater level. We're going to see something happen for those who've been looking for it. They've been looking for the greater call on your life. Maybe you don't know what it is, but you're going to see something suddenly awake in you this month. And like I said, this isn't limited to it this month, but it's going to start. You're also going to see the wind of change. Normally it comes around March. I saw it come in December this year. That's an angel, not the winds of change. This is the wind of change. And the wind of change is blowing right now. That's why we're seeing so many injustices being revealed. And the books are being balanced in heaven, and the Lord is repaying our losses, not only losses, but he's repaying injustices. That's the big thing right now. A couple months ago, I saw this. Matthew 8:23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle his accounts with his servants. There's a sign right there. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who can settle his accounts. So in other words, every so often, the books get balanced. Read it for yourself. And that's why we want to have grace. If you read that parable, you'll want to have grace on other people. God is balancing. He's settling the books right now. And he's examining things in which the enemy has over-attacked you personally and around the world. We're seeing this happen globally and on a personal level. And this is why we're seeing so many injustices exposed. And this is happening quickly right now. And the Lord is now moving in heaven upon these injustices, and we're going to see over the next several months now how things are going to shift, and a spiritual alignment is going to happen. So right now, here's what I saw happening in heaven, is that lies are going to be revealed and removed. The Lord is sending the spirit of justice, as I just said, and people have been stricken with panic and fear, and the enemy has come in and imparted lies. These are unbiblical. They're unbiblical thinking, or sometimes you might get some thoughts here and there, but this is an onslaught. This has been an attack across the board. I'm seeing everywhere, things like doubting, fear, panic, the lie that God does not love you. the lie that God isn't with you, the lie that you won't make it. Those are unbiblical things. Those are lies from hell that are trying to get on you. And this is why it's really important to renew your mind, renew your thinking and your foundation in the Lord. And the Lord spoke to me through Isaiah 28, verses 16 through 28. So this is what the sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation, so that whoever relies on it will never be stricken with panic. This is it. Listen, the Lord has laid a foundation for you. Rely on that foundation and don't buy into fear. Verse 17, and I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line, and hail will sweep away your refuge. This is talking about the enemy. The Lord's saying this about the lie itself, is that the hail from heaven is going to come and is going to wash this thing away. Water will overflow your hiding place, and your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with the realm of the dead will not stand. And listen, read this later, but don't look at the context as far as judgment. This is the Lord saying, hey, you know what? He's now going to reveal these things. I saw the Lord raining from heaven upon the enemy's hiding places of lies and deception in our lives right now. It's going to be routed out or rooted out. And many people have come into agreement with death without realizing it. I've been talking about this a little bit over the last year, because it's very important not to come into agreement with anything besides life and life in the fullness. Ask the Lord to take them. They're asking the Lord to take them to heaven right now. That's what I'm hearing. If you're gotten so discouraged, you're saying, Lord, can I just go to heaven? You got to be careful there, because the enemy might be tricking you to come into agreement with the spirit of death and not the spirit of life. Jesus never modeled that for us, that we should go to heaven now, asked to go to heaven. I mean, you might be suffering and sick and things like that, but you want to pray for healing, because this is the Lord. Well, here's what's going on. The Lord is canceling these covenants and agreements that were made or spoken, that where we believed in lies and we come into agreement with the spirit of death, either physically or a spiritual death over your gifts, over your calling. It's really important right now to step away from that. If you've done that, all you have to do is ask forgiveness. Lord, I repent for coming into agreement with death over my spiritual gifts or over my life or over my body. And Lord, I ask you to impart life right now in Jesus' name. Because the enemy has been over-attacking us with tragedies in 2017 specifically, violent weather, earthquakes, floods, fires, global unrest, the Lord is now responding with balancing the attacks that's come against you. I saw visions and interactions with the courts of heaven recently. And right now, there are court cases happening in the heavenly realm over your spiritual inheritance. And a spiritual inheritance, it's really important. These are the things that you were called to do, or your family line or ancestry call was given, or your spiritual fathers and mothers possibly had a call, or people that you had mentored under had a call that was not able to fulfill it. And God is now calling you to this next level. Because of the enemy is over attacked, the Lord is now holding court of inheritance sessions over you right now. This is happening worldwide and church-wide. Isaiah 43, 26 and 27. I'm going to read this, I think it's starting in 25, in the New Living Translation. Let us review the situation together, and you can present your case to prove your innocence. This is the Lord saying. This is the court of heaven, that we can present our case. Verse 27, and now, from the very beginning, your first ancestors sinned against me, and they broke my laws. So this is showing that there can be generational curses that can come. Now, I know we have the blood and power of Jesus, but if you're being held back, this means that there might be something there that you have to step into and make a claim. There's been so many people laying slain in the battlefield, the spiritual battlefield, and God is now calling you to plead your case about the bad things that are coming against you. Make your list. Get ready, because the Lord is holding the court of inheritance right Right now, I'm really excited that I feel like right now there's something released. I know that there's something that's going to open up. And a lot of times when I'm speaking like this, I feel a wall, you know, because I'm a seer. I can feel these things. And I feel like, wow, there's so many people. This is exactly what's going on. It's the light that you needed right now. You know, as God is releasing this into the courts of inheritance, we're also going to see something happen. And the Lord took me here this morning. I had forgotten about this encounter. Back at May 11th, 2019, the Lord said to me, there's been such a great injustice. It's caused people to die before their time. Now, this is either a physical death or a spiritual death. You can die to the callings. But I also saw people going to heaven before their time over the last few years. And the Lord reminded me of this encounter that I had last year during my 50 days of heavenly encounters during Passover to Pentecost in 2017. On May 11th, 2017, I was taken to the book of John in the Bible, and I would open it up and then I would read it, and then I would have interactive visions that I cannot describe except to say that I would have to dictate them into the computer because it was so detailed during these encounters. Now, here's what happened. I opened the Bible to John 12:24 with Jesus talking. A seed must die. He's talking to a group. Now, as I'm telling you this, it was not just to me. He was speaking to you as well. And this is a personal encounter for you as I read this. John 12:24, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat dies and falls to the ground, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." Now the Lord is speaking this right now. Listen, if you can have ears to hear and eyes to see, Jesus said this, "Many of you have died spiritually, and that's allowed me to work in your life. And because of this, that's a good thing. You die spiritually, you know, to the flesh. You die to things in the flesh. That's a good thing. But because of this, you're now going to produce seeds in my kingdom." This is a spiritual principle. And the fact that you have not loved your life and that you're willing to lay it down for my sake, my Father will honor you. And the way you have been serving me pleases him. Now, as Jesus is saying this, all of a sudden, I start seeing things happen. There are people on earth who have died at a certain time, and they were died before their time suddenly, and many of them might have been prophets and leaders or other people you know, people, loved ones, died before their time. But listen, the Lord is now giving understanding of this. I had no idea. In fact, I was waiting to get the full word for today, and this came this morning. The Lord said, "This is going on right now." Then I saw in this encounter, then I saw those who had died before their time. These were the ones, the people on earth did not understand their death and they blamed God. Listen here. They were not understanding that the Lord was part of their departure. And there's things about death and life we don't understand. But right now, their seed had to fall to the ground to produce more seeds. Jesus had this. He himself had to die. Really, what looked like before his time. It was shocking for the disciples, but unless he would have done that, the spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of God would have never grown. So in this encounter, the people who had died before their time began to testify that the Lord's time is the only time. An angel suddenly said, "On earth, these things don't make sense, but in heaven, everything is in the time of the Lord and everything has a greater purpose." Then I saw these vision-like video screens open up and people who had died before their time and the plans of the Lord were now being revealed. Even though it looked like they were cut off on earth, I could hear the voices of those who had died before their time giving a testimony saying that the Lord has called me and the Lord's time is the right time. They had a great understanding of this once they were in heaven. Now, this is not necromancy. I wasn't communicating with the dead here or anything like that. I was seeing this vision and the Lord was opening it up. Others, ultimately, you know, their untimely deaths actually cause God's justice system to be poured out on you or your family or your ministry or your business because an untimely death or an unjust death will cause the scales of justice to be out of line. And that's why we need to actually make a claim in heaven. And so I saw many leaders, I saw people, all types of people were there who had died before their time. They were gathered before around Jesus. Then suddenly the Lord stood up and said, it's now time for their deaths to be reconciled and avenged. And when he said this, I saw that there were books in heaven that had tracked their lives. And I saw the titles of these books were called The Greater Purposes of the Lord. And we were standing now in the courts of heaven. And I could see that the Lord was now reconciling the Greater Purposes books for the people who had died before their time. And there was something that was going to happen, something that was going to be released. And then the books of Greater Purpose of the Lord were then opened, and each book was opened. As this happened, an audible sound came from it. So I saw people that I knew when I saw people I didn't know, but every time their book was opened, an audible sound came out. And that sound was actually the word of their testimony and the verdict that had come from the Lord. These audible sounds started to come up and increase, and it sounded like worship suddenly. It was intermingling with the worship in heaven. It sounded like a wind at one point, the voices of angels all mixed together with the testimony of those who had died before their time. And it was hard to describe this on earth, you know, it's hard to describe, but I was seeing this and experiencing this in a vision state. And then the angels who were suddenly were being dispatched into the lives of the people who were left. As a result of the songs and the sounds coming from heaven, angels started to be activated. And then suddenly the Lord stood up and said, let the greater purposes of heaven now be released on earth to the servants who had untimely deaths. And then all of a sudden a surge of bright light came in the place where we were in this encounter. And the Lord began to take the light, like these white balls of fire and flame and light, just he began to hurl them back to earth onto the people, the families, the ministries, and the businesses and cities that had experienced the unjust, untimely deaths. And then suddenly an angel comes and blows a trumpet, and another angel shouted, let the days of justice and repayment begin. And I watched as the Lord continued to hurl the fireballs back onto earth. It was causing a lot of activity in heaven. It went on for a very long time. And as I watched this, places on the earth begin to light up. People's houses, cities. This was just last year. Listen, this is happening right now. Then the Lord declared, he said, I myself will be the wall of fire, and I will bring my glory around those who have suffered injustices. That's Zechariah 2:5. You will become a wall of fire. And then again, this went on for a very long time. And there was this interaction going on between earth and heaven. And the Lord said, I'm now going to reveal the injustices of the land. And I'm now going to allow those who've suffered unjustly to no longer go unnoticed. My repayment is here. And it's going to come in many ways. And as I was watching this, I could see what looked like open portals on heaven, from heaven to earth, start to happen over the people and the businesses and the cities that experience these great injustices. And that's the end of the encounter. But listen, this happened May of last year. Short time later, we start seeing, within a couple months, we start seeing great injustices over Hollywood being exposed, great injustices all over the world beginning to expose. I'm telling you, it happened last year. It started in heaven and it's happening right now. The Lord told me this was 9 months ago. Look at the calendar. This was May of 2017. 9 months ago was when I got this encounter. And now, like a baby birthing, It's time to birth this onto heaven in a greater level than anything we've seen before. Oh yeah, he wants to rebirth this. And we're going to see something happen in the area of repayment, and even more so. This is not a time to get revengeful. It's not a time to be angry. Yes, you can be angry, but don't hold unforgiveness, because that'll block the heavens over you. And so it's really important to let the people go. Maybe you have someone who died before their time. I know I do. Gosh, maybe even half my family was taken out with Huntington's disease. John Paul Jackson, Kim Clement. We've seen Bob Jones died in his time, but he died before his prophecy of the billion soul harvest to be fulfilled. And we're seeing this happen all over the place. But I tell you right now, the Lord is going to birth something out, and he's now going to start healing people. Then I want to share this encounter that I just had last week. And I was taken three times, I think it was more like six times, a whole bunch of times, my Bible opened to the book of Obadiah. And the Obadiah is an interesting, it's only one chapter, and it's got 21 verses. It's very short, and it's a prophecy against the nation of Edom, which means Esau. In other words, Esau was coming under judgment, and Esau settled in the mountains there. Esau was the brother of Jacob, and he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Now, some people don't understand this. They wonder why he would sell for a bowl of soup. There's a little bit more behind the story, but the Lord said he's now ministering to people who lost things in the past. Now, this is important, how it ties to the courts of heaven. And I'm going to be doing, I did a Court of Heaven webinar. I'm going to be doing another one this month on the Court of Heaven 2. But listen, Hebrews 12, 16 and 17 describes one of the aspects of the Court of Heaven. And this is the part that ties in with Esau. Wow. When God's talking about the courts of heaven, he's also talking about what happened. And he says, see that no one who is sexually immoral or godless, like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. And after, as you know, when he wanted the inherent blessing, he was rejected, and he could not bring the change of mind, though he sought it with tears. And there is a significant and prophetic meaning of Esau mentioned in Hebrews 12, which is one of the areas where God has been revealing to the prophets and different people right now about the courts of heaven and how the courts of heaven work. And in Hebrews 12:23, it says this: you have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of the righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and who has been sprinkled with the blood that is better than the blood of Abel. And so this is a description. He's got a heavenly court system. And now he's a judge, but not the judge like you think. He's a loving judge. He's a just judge. And we see Jesus as the mediator of the new covenant here. We're not under the old law. We have the new law. The old law, the blood of Abel was actually there. That's the injustice. The blood of Abel was there. But now we have the blood of Jesus. So the blood of Abel bears witness to those who suffered unjustly because Abel was killed by his brother. And then we see later on that this happens, this plays out with this unjust thing, And this is all tying together. I tell you, I was really shocked when I pulled all these prophetic words together just today and began to release them. And the Lord's saying, this is happening right now. So I had an encounter on January 17th, 2018, with the book of Obadiah having to do with the curse of Esau. Several times during that week, in my daily encounters, my Bible kept opening to the book of Obadiah, and then suddenly it hit me, and the Lord began to speak to me. And the Lord says, I'm redeeming people right now who've fallen under the curse of Esau. These are the curses that are a result of giving away your birthright or falling, according to the book of Obadiah, maybe being at a calling and a higher level calling, and then suddenly falling to pride. And then losing everything. Obadiah 3 and 4, the pride of your heart has deceived you. And you who live on the clefts of the rocks and made your home on the heights, you say to yourself, who can bring me down to the ground? And though you soar like an eagle and make your nest as high as the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. Now, this is very important to understand, that there's many people with high callings that get lost or get blinded by pride. Pride, you read this for yourself, pride will do that. Pride, in Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction and haughty spirit before a fall. So in the encounter, I read Obadiah, as I was reading, that God began to show me visions of those who've been suffering under this curse. And there were people, both male and female, of all ages. Pride got to them, and they got in their hearts, and they had once soared, or they once had promises, and it stopped happening. They lost, then suddenly many of them lost it all. Or maybe right now you're teetering on that. And this is a good day, because we're going to break this thing off. The Lord said that many of these who have fallen under this curse out of high callings, many of you have the Joseph anointing from Genesis chapter 41. There's a Joseph anointing, and that pride got in, or the enemy tricked you in some way to let go of your birthright. Some people, it was sexual immorality. Others, it was pride. Others, that you just didn't realize that you had such a thing, like Esau did. He didn't realize how important it was. There's different reasons, but whatever it is, here's what the Lord says, Obadiah 17, but on Mount Zion, that's that highest court, will be deliverance. It will be holy, and Jacob, it will be holy, and Jacob will possess his inheritance. Jacob will be a fire and Joseph a flame. Esau will be a stubble, and they will set him on fire and destroy him. So listen, in the court of heaven, there's deliverance. It's coming right now. Jacob took the inheritance from Esau, and later on, he was completely wiped out. In fact, after this prophecy from Obadiah, after that time, and there was the people of Esau would never be found. They lost their inheritance completely. But I tell you, we're living in a new time right now. This is the good news about the courts of heaven, because we are now living under the new covenant. And we are in a time right now that you can get these things back. Many people have lost it all. In the Old Testament, you would go down, that's it, you're gone. We live in the New Testament. We live in this time that God wants to release something to you right now. So we need we're going to break this curse right now. But those who've been suffering from a curse, that you had repeated attacks, here's some of the symptoms. Betrayal, embezzlement, Jezebel experiences. Right when you start getting things, suddenly unexpected losses come in. No matter how much you've cried to the Lord, it didn't seem like that you could get it back. It seemed like you couldn't break the curse. The Lord showed me those who have come under this curse. Have many of you have lost everything, or you've left ministry or your business calling because of the losses. But this is a good day. I'm telling you, God is going to do something right now. Obadiah 21 delivers deliverance will go up on Mount Zion. And the governor and govern the mountains of Esau and the kingdom of the Lord's. So this is the good thing. So we can take this up to the Mount Zion court in the New Testament. So I saw people who had lost it all going into the court of Mount Zion. This is the court system of the Lord. And the Lord began to restore their callings, restore their losses, lost riches, their anointing, their ability to make money, or maybe even relationships went the wrong way. I'm telling you, this is the time. Mount Zion represents the courts of heaven. Because of God's great love and the blood of Jesus, He now sets us free from curses. And we are under the finished work of the cross. But I want to tell you, I believe in the finished work of the cross. But if you see things that aren't in line with Jeremiah 29:11, plans to prosper you, not harm you, give you a hope and a future. If you're seeing things that aren't in line with that, you might be suffering from a curse, or you might need to go into the courts of heaven. And so I want to help you right now. Because the Lord, I tell you, even this morning when I was pulling this together, the enemy gave, I tell you, it was like almost like a threat. Don't do this. Don't do it. I was in the back of my head, you know. I knew it wasn't the Lord, but it was the enemy saying, don't do this. Don't do this. And I knew, my goodness, this ties right in with the other messages that I opened with. This ties right in with those who died before their time, because they may have fallen under this as well. This fall lot just comes right in line with the king who wanted to settle his accounts. The parable of Matthew, who parable in Matthew, that the king is now settling his accounts. And so we're going to see something happen right now. So let's do it. Let's activate this. And no matter what, don't get hung up on things that maybe even theologies. Don't just receive the Lord right now. So Lord, those who have lost things, those who have once soared and they were once up high or had great callings or even lost money, lost businesses, lost ministries, lost favor, those who may have lost things, lost relationships and marriages, even after a long time, those who have seen these repeated attacks that I mentioned about embezzlement, about Jezebel coming back over and over, about once having it and then losing it. Maybe they fell to sexual immorality or pride, but it doesn't matter. The Lord is now coming and he's going to repay you. All you have to do is step in to the court right now. We're going to step in. I'll step in with you. We go into the court of Mount Zion. Lord, we ask now that you would break the curse of Esau, break the curse of the repeated pattern of losses, the repeated pattern. Break that curse off right now. We repent for anything from us and anything, any sins from our ancestors as well, and anything that may have had come in through our generational line. And now, Lord, we renounce those things and we forgive those who have sinned against us, or we forgive those who were part of maybe the fall or were part of the injustice. It's important to forgive, and we forgive them now. We stand before the blood of Jesus in the Mount Zion, court of Mount Zion. And now, Lord, we ask you, by your great mercy, would you come and repay? Would you come and repay for all the losses? I'm seeing the Lord restore things right now, restoring things. And I don't usually do this. I don't usually take people in as a group like this. But the Lord told me to do it because something was going to happen. I tell you, it's happening right now. And I'm feeling this rumbling in the spirit. I'm seeing the angels beginning to move, and the books of heaven are being now reconciled. These curses, you might need to pray over this again. Listen to this again. Invite someone that you know that suffered under this. I want you to do this. Get this in your spirit. Grab hold of this. Now, I didn't plan this because I have a Court of Heaven webinar coming up, which I do. But the Lord told me to do this and say, get people in, because it's time to get them out of the attacks of the enemy. And all you have to do is get it into the light. Once it comes into the light, it can be reconciled. Once you humble yourself and you ask for justice and not revenge, that's the key. Once you get into forgiveness, everything, my friend, is going to turn around. So Lord, we pray right now for those who've suffered unjustly or suffered from the loss of those who have died before their time. We pray for the healing, supernatural healing of grief. We pray for those who are suffering losses in that way. Those who have lost their homes in all the fires and tragedies and weather and things. Those who have lost relationships and finances and things. We ask now, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, the great Comforter come. Come now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Wow, you're going to want to listen to this again. I'm telling you, this has got a powerful anointing from God on it. You can go on my website, DougAddison.com. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram as well. But I got a couple of things. And one is that we have the new online, live online workshop that I just mentioned. It's on February 24th. It's called Understanding the Courts of Heaven Part 2. Now, we did a part one. We had such an overwhelming response. Honestly, it was the highest number of registrants we've ever had last November. And people ask so many great questions. And so this is why that I'm excited to be doing part two. And people were asking, why do we need the courts of heaven? Well, we've actually already answered a little bit. It's because, you know, some people say, well, don't we have the blood of Jesus and the word of God, right? Well, sure. But Satan is overattacking right now, even though we have those things. We're seeing tragedies, earthquakes, fires, floods. We're seeing cities wiped out. The scales of injustice are now out of balance. Therefore, God is releasing new revelation about these things and how to get justice and repayment. And since the last Courts of Heaven workshop, people were asking me questions like, can I open a case for someone else? Can I do it for my marriage right now or for future? If you're single, future marriage, future spouse, yes, you can. As a matter of fact, we're going to be getting into that in this one. And some of you wanted to know how to go into the courts of heaven for your finances and how to get repayment for your losses. Now, I just demonstrated a little bit just now, but there are some more more steps that you might want to do. But you know, the courts of heaven really boiled down to a relationship with the Lord. It boils down to not like a seeking after him for as a repayment machine or an ATM. It's about coming before the throne of grace. It's about understanding God as a Father. And as a prophet, I've been entering into the courts of heaven for a while now, but I tell you, it's renewed my relationship with the Lord like never before. I don't see it as a job. I don't see it as something like I'm going before a judge in a regular courtroom. I tell you, God is on your side. So we'll be covering a lot of this stuff. Also, I'll be giving some real life examples of how and some stories on how to do it. And so you'll want to consider taking part one if you haven't done it. It's not required, but it really help you because I'm going to fast forward in this. Also, I have a new book coming out called Prophetic Forecast Volume 3. And this is part of the experiences I had in the 50 days. I've been sharing a little bit, but I release more of those. And as well, the prophetic words that I got this year. And this is similar to what I used to have, Prophetic Forecast for 2016 and 2017 are actually volume 1 and volume 2. We decided to rename it into volume so people won't just, you know, leave those others behind because there's a lot of strategies still in there. But this is really good. I'm telling you, I love it. So just go to DougAddison.com to order your copy. And so also you can order the set of all three series for $25 right now. You want to grab hold of that. Hey, you know what? In Light Connection, we exist to bring the love of God everywhere. We help people hear the voice of God. We help people to experience the supernatural side of God and also to discover their destiny. And we're a virtual ministry, even though we have our office. We're based out of Santa Maria, but we're virtual. And we're looking right now for a virtual designer who is actually a graphic designer, someone who has experience with art direction and online design, and who can understand things from a spiritual standpoint, not just natural. So go to DougAddison.com/jobs and check that out. I'd like to extend that out so you could be part of joining our global. It's not global. It's mostly in the United States and Canada that our InLight Connection team that we have. Anyway, last thing is, if you'd like to consider giving to us, we're reaching out. Last year, we were able to reach 124 countries. And my ministry, In Light Connection, is helping people all over the place, discovering God's love. And you can give, donate by texting the word L-O-V-E to 45888. Or if you go to my website, you can click on donate and then you can become a partner. And I send out a partner video once a month with some of the inside stuff on the prophetic. And some people, sometimes you get it early, you know, some of the other prophetic words. Other times I'm just, you know, I'm doing it just for the partners. So it's a powerful time. And also, if you'd like to just give one time, we appreciate that as well. Well, I've got my team in the chat room here, and they're posting some questions for me. Now I'm looking for them. Give me just a minute here. Quite a few great questions. So I'm going to back up. I'm taking a look. Thank you for your patience. All right, here they go. February questions. This one's from JoJo. When God gives us a prophetic word and says soon, you know what? God is a greater time. He's the guy who says, he's the God who says, you know, a day is like 1,000 years. So when he's moving soon, what does that mean? That means, listen, sometimes it means soon. Other times it means as soon as these things come into line or as soon as you continue to pass the test. He's telling you this. I've watched this in my life. You can't really put a time on the word soon. Sometimes it's real soon, but I will guarantee you if he just said he's going to move in your life soon, he is. And he's probably moving right now and he's testing you to make sure you can handle it. And I've been going through this in my own personal life, watching God do this over and over, not failing me, just I wasn't passing till I caught on. I go, oh my goodness, that's exactly right. And then soon it came, very soon, and promotions are coming right now. Here's a question from Baron. How do I hear God more clearly when I'm trying to block out the lies from hell? Well, the first thing, it's called renewing your mind. And you'll want to renew your mind. If you're hearing the enemy lying to you, this is a process of renewing your mind. And what you'll need to do is get some Bible verses of what is true, because that's what matters, and begin to focus on when the attack comes. When Jesus got it, listen, Jesus goes into the wilderness, Satan comes and attempts him. Jesus answered each time with the Word of God. He answered with the Bible. He answered with Scripture, and he gave it back to him. And then Satan tried to trick him with Scripture out of context. And Jesus even said, no, but it says, the Word says. So that was our clue right there, Baron and others who are suffering from this. You'll need to get the Word of God and get some Bible verses with whatever it is that's lying to you. Get people to pray for you. I used to go, I tell you, everywhere I went, I'd get prayer during those times of my life when God was renewing my mind. And you need to get in your mind and in your spirit, God loves you. He is not the one who's doing the bad things. He is not mad at you. He's not punishing you. He's not doing these things. That's it. That's the lies from hell, like you said. So I'd recommend getting the Word. Begin to renew your mind. Begin to it's a process, actually, it takes, but God's on your side with this. All right, here's another one. How do we find out what our true purpose is? Well, good question. Our true purpose lies in this, that we develop a relationship with the Lord. That's our true purpose. Our true purpose lies in that relationship with God the Father and through Jesus, right? But if you want to know more about your purpose, there's things that God can do that will open this up for you. And, sometimes it's complicated to try to explain it, but I want to encourage you. One of the best tools that I've put together anyway that I really like, one of my favorite training tools is unlocking your breakthrough now, which is, it's becoming your own breakthrough coach. It walks you through how to find your purpose. And that, there's clues. There's some forms and things. There's clues. Here's one way to start is if money wasn't any object, what would you do? Begin to dream. Some people can't even dream. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Some people don't even know what that is. So if you don't know what you want, then how would you know if you even got it? You know, and some people are very unclear. They're very cloudy in this, very unclear. So what I would recommend, make a desires of your heart list. And all of you out there who've got my material, go pull this out right now. Make the desires of your heart list. Begin to dream with the Lord. It doesn't mean you have to do everything. And begin to look at what it is that you are naturally good at, or what it is that other people say you're good at. Or begin to work through this stuff, and you will soon begin to see that connect the dots drawing. That's what your purpose and your destiny is, like a connect the dots drawing. It will become clearer the more that you seek after it. So I hope that helps. Here's one from Tilly. How do I go into the courts of heaven? Do I need an invitation? Well, good question. The courts of heaven are very similar to going before the throne of grace. That's what's mentioned. The Apostle Paul says in prayer. So you do it basically in prayer. We're already interacting this way in prayer, whether you realize it or not. What we're talking about now, because of these great injustices, about developing a case, not against a person, but against the losses, because Satan is the great adversary, the accuser of the brethren. And so because of these great losses, we can claim justice. And so you go into the court of heaven on a daily basis in prayer, but you can then go into the court of heaven. You don't need an invitation to go into what I'm talking about. I just demonstrated how to do it a little bit. And what you'll want to do is begin to ask the Lord to give you justice. And then read the parable that I can't remember where it is, the parable of the widow who went before the unjust judge over and over. Well, we have a just judge. And we can keep going back and asking. What I started is I got some Bible verses that backed up what I needed. You know, maybe you're in debt or something like that. Then you get some verses that talk about blessing. You know, and you take those in and you say, this is a violation of my rights as in the Bible. And then the Lord might begin to speak to you after you start doing this. What's going on and why? Maybe there's something that's causing it. Maybe there's unforgiveness that's plugging it up. Or maybe there's something like that curse of Esau that I just explained. Then you'll know about these things. And see, it's not an easy thing, but I can just tell you this much, that you are invited to go in and you just don't want to accuse other people. Avoid accusing, because that's what Satan does. He's the accuser of the brothers and sisters. We do not want to come into agreement with that. We want to have the ministry of reconciliation. So I'll show you how to do that when I do Courts of Heaven 2, or you can buy the Courts of Heaven 1 right now and go through that as well right away. This is from Jen. Many of my dreams actually happen. So how do I know if a dream is symbolic or literal? Well, it's that you just answered. If they happen, they actually happen, then they're literal dreams. If anything in the dream is then out of the ordinary, then it's probably symbolic and needs interpretation. Now, some people dream literal. I have friends who dream literal. I dream symbolic. But pieces of my dreams might be literal. So you have to go through and work through those things. I have an online training called the Dream Crash Course, or my book, Understand Your Dreams Now, that walks you through a 4-step process that I came up with that can help you be able to walk these things through and learn how to interpret your dreams. But it sounds like you're a literal dreamer, and so what you see is what you get a lot of times. That's great. William said, my father passed away recently. How do I pick up his unfinished assignments from the Lord? Well, I'm really sorry, first of all, for your loss. Very interesting that the message today was about the losses, those who had died before it, before us. This is the court of inheritance is in session right now. And so how you can do it? You look at their life. Now listen to me, everyone. People, they blow me off right away. They go, there was nothing good in my family. They were all either alcoholics or they were in the occult. I go, wait a minute. There's your clue. If the enemy has over-attacked, that means there's a call of God that never got redeemed in my family. Now, I'm not speaking against my mother or father, who were amazing people. And they grew up in difficult times. And I tell you, there was things that didn't get fulfilled. So when I started looking at my father, I started looking at his unfinished assignments, and I started looking at his father and looking at my family tree, and I started looking at the attacks, because that's the first thing that you do. Look for the attacks, because that might give you a clue of where the blessing is. And I knew in my family, in the different parts of my family, many of them were in the occult, many, not my father's side, but on my mother's side. But on my father's side, there was poverty. There was a lot of that, the poverty spirit and things like that. So what was my father's unfinished assignment? Could have been, my goodness, could have been to bring blessings. And so I began to clean that up. And what you do is you repent for and you renounce and for the sins of your fathers and your mothers, and you walk through that process of redeeming it. Now you can, there's Aslan House, is Paul Cox's ministry. We use them quite a bit. You know, there's breaking off any generational curses that can help you, or just to start help discovering it is just doing some of the things that I just said. Yeah, wow, good question. Marika said, can people who have sinned get back their inheritance? Yes, absolutely. In fact, what I just went through tonight, I'm talking about people who walked away from big things that God will, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sin, purify you of all unrighteousness, and he will give you a hope in his future. I just combined two verses, but guess what? He will. He'll do it. Now, it might not be the same one, but it will come. If you go in, get in there and begin to seek the Lord with all your heart and begin to repent and ask the Lord to return these things to you, he will do it. It might take some time, but if you stay in there, I tell you, I'm seeing it in my own life, and I'm seeing it in people that I've coached over the years as well. All right, here's one from Angel or Anhil. How do I know if a business idea is from God? Well, you write it down, first of all. Then you begin to test it. Test it to see. I mean, you won't know anything unless you test anything. Hebrews 5:14 tells us that we need to, that solid food is for the mature who by constant use of discernment, in other words, have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So what you'll need to do is the same thing here, is if you get this idea or this business plan from God, or you get it, you know, it comes to you and you want to know if it's from God, begin to pray, ask God to confirm it, and begin to talk to others, the select few that you believe that you would trust. So not everyone's going to be able to hear the Lord. Begin to pray and ask the Lord to show you. And if some things are and some things aren't. Some are good things, some are God things, but write them down. And unless you're doing this, listen, everyone, unless you're tracking how God speaks to you and how he answers your prayers, you won't know these things. You won't know the next dot in your connect the dots drawing for your inheritance. Unless you write them down, unless you begin to study the last time, I say this to people, go back to the last time God spoke to you and study that. Or the last time he answered a prayer, study it, because that will give you the clues of his voice. He leaves those fingerprints and you'll want to pick up on those. Here's one from Joyful 7. I've been waiting for 18 years for God to bring my husband. What can I do to align with God's plan for me? Well, I'm not sure I know your situation exactly because I don't know what happened. You know, sometimes, I can just say this, that sometimes, especially when it comes to, future spouses or finding someone, and it's very painful and difficult. And sometimes people sit and say, nope, it's going to be this. I heard the Lord say this person, and they sit on it. So that's one, is sometimes you wait, but the other person said no, and therefore it became null and void because God is not a dictator. Other times, you need to wait. And other times, you've been waiting 18 years and you haven't found it. And maybe, I know some ministries and ministers say don't do this, but pray and ask God if it's okay to do, you know, to use dating websites, or be careful, of course, or to date. Some people don't date. They're waiting for God's spouse. That's great. If it's not working for me, when I tell you, I had to date. That was the only way I would know. I had a failed marriage previously, so I knew that I needed a date. I needed to find out. So I dated people in my church. And I began to ask, you know, God, I finally had my wife of 22 years now, she was in another church, you know, she was at a different church. And I had to discover that. And I had to, the way I did it is I began to work through the things. I did some workbooks on relationships. I began to get prayer focus, begin to ask God specifically. You have not because you ask not sometimes. And as you get specific and begin to press in, you might get some more clues about what to do. All right. I think I have a webinar that you can watch on that is flipping the, let's see, I forgot what it was, but it's about aligning yourself into relationships, into your divine. I think it's bringing, because I talk about an encounter I had with an angel back in 1991, and the Lord gave me strategies and a timing, and this was like your divine alliance. This is aligning yourself with your divine alliance or something like that. I can't remember the webinar right now, but go look on my website, because if you haven't taken that, you can catch the replay. And I talk about the relationships and how to align yourself into that, give you some practical tools and pray during that. It would really help you. Here's one from Sandy. Does God show up more in certain seasons or than other times? Yes, he does. There's certain seasons. It's just like the sun and the planets go around, because sometimes you're closer to the sun. Sometimes you're farther away. It's the same way with the Lord. He will come and go. Jesus said, he said, I am going to go away, but I will come again. Now, some people think it's only the second coming, but they don't realize, oh no, he does this. He come for a while. He was coming every 10 or 11 years in revival in North America. He would come again. He would come again. That's his way. Certain seasons he gets closer, other seasons farther away, but he's still the Lord. He still loves you. And everything that he's promised you is still going to happen. Here's one from Esther. God gave me a promise over 10 years ago. Why hasn't it happened? Well, I don't know your situation, but maybe there's something that derailed it. It's possible. Maybe it's still going to take place. maybe there's some things that you need to activate, or, you know, to what I mean by activate. I wrote a book called God Spoke Now What? How to Activate Your Prophetic Word. Gives you some simple tips on how to do things towards those prophetic promises. And again, if you're talking about relationships, it is a little bit harder because it involves other people. But I tell you, this is the time the courts of inheritances are in right now. And so I want to just say God is doing something new, and that God, he's gonna release things for you. I want to just pray. Father, we pray right now for all those, the ones who didn't get their questions answered, but I pray that you would speak to each of us. Lord, show us where we are in your map, in your timeline. Show us where we are, Lord, on the connect the dots drawing. Show us where we are right now. I pray that you would show us about the inheritances that are lost that we can regain. I pray, Lord, that you would activate prophetic words over us that may have been stopped because of judgments. I just heard the Lord, that person had just asked about something that had stopped 10 years ago, and it could be judgments. And when judgments happen, then it can plug things up in the court of heaven. And so you'll want to look at that as well. And so anyway, wow, be sure to catch if you want to take the webinar, DougAddison.com, check out all the stuff we have there as well. And check out my podcast, Spirit Connection Podcast and blog. And we are really looking forward to seeing you on the internet again. God bless you. It's going to be a great time this year. Be encouraged.